Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, there you are. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, trying to work the switchboard, trying to post on Facebook, but we are here, and we are glad that you are here to All About Entrepreneurs today. Welcome to the show. If you want to call in, you got to dial 347-945-7991. You know, I have a very, very special person here in the virtual studio with us, and I just want to open up her mic and hear from my very, very special guest, and we have some exciting news, but we're not going to drop it on you today. I'm so excited. I want to, but Monday, we are going to drop some exciting news for you, so make sure you are tuned in to this station come this Monday. Now, you know, this Monday will be March, but the phone line is open. So my special guest, you can just jump right in and take it away. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Coach. How are you today? Such a pleasure to be on this awesome show. This is Cassandra McKissick. I am your Possibility Life Coach, coming to you with strategies and tactics, of course, to be successful in all that you do. And you know what? I've got the good. Oh, my goodness. I've got the good, the better, and the best. And you know what? We're going to make it happen for you. We're going to come to you with some exciting things. And I'm telling you, Coach LaLisa is such an awesome person to work with and talk with and do things with. And I'm so glad to have made this connection. So how are you doing today, Coach?
I am doing super fantastic. Now that I'm able to get the phone line, you hear it about a powerhouse. Listen, we are going to rock the airwaves with this wonderful, wonderful message. I tell you, you know, people everywhere I go, Cassandra, people are really looking to get in touch with who they really are. I mean, people are really looking for some possibilities. People are hungry, as Les Brown would say. You got to be hungry.
Yes. You know, it's that passion. When people have passion, it's like lighting a fire. You know what I'm saying? Because you know those people are the movers, the shakers. And I'm telling you, I want to be around those kind of people. And I thank God for making me one of those kind of people, you know. And entrepreneurs I tell you, they are such important people, very special people. They get things done. And sometimes you just got to know it's the time to start. You got to know it's time to get going. It's time to move up, move on. And, you know, even the Bible says, behold, I am doing a new thing. And sometimes people say, well, I don't see it. Well, you're spending so much time looking at the closed door, you can't even see that the door has opened. And sometimes they're creatures of habit. And I had a boss that used to love to say, out with the old, in with the new, you know. And if you keep that perspective every day, I'm looking for something new. I'm searching for something new. And, you know, that means you've got to put one foot in front of the other to make a step. You keep making a step, and before you know it, you've got a nice little stride going, and, you know, and then you're jogging, and then into a full run. And that's how entrepreneurship is. And I got to tell you, I found an awesome article by Chris Gabol yesterday on Forbes.com. He writes a book called The $100 Startup, Reinvent the Way You Make a Living. Can you believe that? Mm. It is an awesome book. And you've got to go to his website. He says he gets over 30,000 hits a month to his website. This guy is exciting. Chris, his last name is GULLEBEAU.com. This guy is a powerhouse. And the Forbes writer asked him, why did you call your new book The 100 Startup? Why is it possible to start a company with almost no money? You know, that just sounds unheard of. And what Chris says is that he's traveled across the U.S. and he kept meeting unconventional entrepreneurs. And, you know, that sounds like me. That sounds like you. Sounds like the audience. People who have started a business almost unexpectedly, usually without a lot of planning, and almost always without a lot of money. He says most people, 50%, start businesses with $1,000 or less, and the other half do it $100 or less. And I'm saying, wow. So his goal is to tell their stories, to tell readers how they can have their own quest for freedom. And starting your own business is a possibility. And you know what? I got excited when I read that because, you know, I said, well, you know, well, there's hope for me to start the next thing and to start, the next thing. And he even gave us, he says, the three top tens for a 100 startup to get off the ground. They are, number one, he says, have a general idea. You know, just in general, into a specific idea. You know, what's your product? Who's going to buy it? How will you get paid? You know, those are some specific questions. Number two, don't wait to get going. He says, move it. Do it now. Aim for 30 days or less for the actual startup time. In other words, set a goal. Set a goal. Get going. He says that the two things you need are WordPress.com. You know, you can get a free website from them. And then he says also make sure you have a PayPal account. That's really important. And he says, and then you're ready. Three, tell everyone you know what you're doing. You know, even if they don't buy it, tell them. Ask them if they would help spread the word. You know, people discount the power of the spoken word, but I'm telling you, even advertisers understand it is a powerful thing. Don't spam people. You know, do not contact your friends to say, I'm sorry, do contact your friends to say, hey, I'm doing this new thing. Want to help? Can you spread the word? Just keep it simple. You know, I love that KISS approach. I say keep it simple, smarty. Just keep it simple. And then number four, the fourth tip, it says after the offer is out and you get the initial feedback, commit to a process of continuous improvement. So every day, try to identify one to two actions you can take to further develop the project. You know, it's really not rocket science. It really isn't. It's just about believing you know, one of the other important traits that, as I was reading in Forbes magazine, they say some of the important traits of an entrepreneur is have a passion. Have a passion to get it done, to fulfill it, you know, make it your life's goal. And that will take you so far. If you just believe you can do it. Have that passion. Know, hallelujah, that you can get it done if you will get going. That's what my daddy used to like to say, get going. And you can do it.
Like,
you can do it.
Like from the Gomer Pyle show. Yeah, the
move it. And you know what? That's what a life coach is. They help you to get it moving. You know, they give you some instruction. Hold your hand through the process. Sometimes we all just need someone to help mentor us, give us some instruction, lay out a diagram or a roadmap. You know, the Bible says write the vision and make it plain. And sometimes we need help. We don't have to feel like we've got to do it all by ourselves. Help is here. I can help. Coach can help. And that's exciting. You're going to do it. You can do it. Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Right. Move it. Move it. You know, it's hey, I wanted to share a couple of tips for people who are into blogging and who are into doing seminars and webinars. So our topic, I wanted to just throw out some tips about how to, you know, write so that how to write the content that will attract the very clients that you're trying to attract. You know, because a lot of people who I've met people and I've been there myself where you're trying to put something out there. You have a website and you're paying money for that website, but the website isn't really getting you what you want. Or you have a, you know, you do a webinar or you do a WordPress type of website or you do some type of blog, but it's just not getting you the clients that you want. And a lot of people I've met, entrepreneurs, who struggle with that. And again, I remember my own experiences of the struggle. Because again, unless you can get clients into your funnel, then you really don't have a way for your business venture, your entrepreneurship to really grow. And so that is one of the biggest challenges, or not the only challenge, but one of the biggest challenge, because not everyone was naturally gifted with this ability to write. And if you look at reporters, journalists, they are experts at it. But 80% of journalists and reporters, they go to school and learn how to do that. Now, some of them may have some natural knack and ability for it or some propensity toward it, but the majority of them in this country, they went to school to learn how to make those sentences and their content make you, first of all, you got to have a headline that will even make people want to read what you've said. That's number one. And then number two, in your content, it has to, in the first paragraph or two, or the first sentence or two, you have to make people want to know more. And so it's the same for you, business owners. It's the exact same thing for business owners, those doing seminars, webinars. I know I'm out there. I'm doing them too. I know what it's like to put out an email blast or this or that. I've been using Constant Contact now since 2007, and I've seen the amount of bounces, the amount of people that click through or that don't open the email, and you know, and so it becomes a daunting task when you are trying to work from home or this business that you have, it's your only, you know, source of income, okay? Like some people, like you were just saying, Cassandra, with the gentleman that you were talking about. I mean, some people, this is your livelihood. Maybe you quit your job to start your business, to go into business for yourself, or maybe you end up unemployed and you decided while you're unemployed, you'll start your own business. Whatever, however way you got into it, you want it to be a success. And you're not going to be a success if you don't have clients, if you don't have customers. And today, more than ever before, people have at their fingertips these tools like smartphones and iPads, and basically it's just a way. The smartphone, the iPad, the computer, they are just tools to connect you to the Internet. The smartphone, you know, isn't of much use other than to take some pictures, save a few passwords, and dial people up. But the power of it, the reason it makes it so smart, is that it connects to the Internet. In one button, you're on the World Wide Web where there's a ton of information. So every client, every possible customer has that at their fingertips. So just like they can look you up, they can look up anyone else. I mean, you do a Google search on almost any topic, and like hundreds or thousands of even millions sites will come up. So what will make people click on your site? Cassandra or Lalisa or you listening, what will make people? And that's where you have to spend some time learning and understanding of this field, content marketing, content. Your content is important. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share on today for entrepreneurs. For those of you who will be at our event in August, you know, we'll be sharing more information about that. We're going to have someone in the media. She's going to be there. She has already secured her vendor, her table, because we do have vendors. She's been doing this, and she's going to be there. She has a PhD. She's in the content marketing field. So, you know, we're so excited about that event this year. The people that are already, you know, prepared to come. It's only February. You see, and this event's in August, and we already have people planning to come and make their way, presenters. Stephanie Burrows, who is phenomenal at getting contracts, government contracts, like I tell my students down at the college, which would you rather do? Go start a business and hope to get, you know, a sale of a T-shirt, $9.99 here, or whatever you sell. Or would you rather get a contract for $1 million for the year? Takes care of everything. Takes care of your staff. Takes care of any equipment you need. Takes care just for one contract. But anyway, so she's also going to be one of our speakers doing a workshop at that event. And hopefully before then we'll have her here on the broadcast. I've been talking to her, just don't have a date yet. So, Cassandra, you know, what we're doing, just like what you're saying, people want to know, well, why should I tune into All About Entrepreneurs? Well, guess what? We're here to really help you. This show is not fluff. You see, it may look fluffy, but we're not. This is the real deal. We're here to give you real live information. Sure, I'm a speaker. Cassandra's a speaker. She's a wonderful speaker, as you can tell. She's an author. She's a coach. You know, she'll pray you out of any problem you got, and pray down heaven for you, you know. But we're not here to fluff you. We're here to really help entrepreneurs, because the more people we help, you know, the more it blesses us. But yes, Cassandra, I just wanted to put that out there for people to see.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is what is so exciting, that we have so much information to share, and all the people that you're going to be bringing on to share this with your audience, to give them the skills to go to the next level, because that's what it's all about. It's about sharing. It's about contributing something that is useful to help people be successful. And I love that. You know, it's about cooperation, collaboration. Mm-hmm. We can't do any of these things by ourselves. We all need to come together and work together. I might have one part of it. Lalisa has another part.
and someone else can contribute something else. So, you know, we can get it done. We can get it done, and we're doing it.
And that's what's so exciting. You know, that's why I love to speak to the possibilities, LaLisa, to help people see you can do it. Sometimes you just need someone else to speak a breath of fresh life into your situation. And I have people tell me all the time, you know, I never looked at it that way. Huh, wow. And you know what? I'm so glad that God gifted me like that. It's a great opportunity that God has given me. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I am possible.
Well, I'm telling you, and like I said, we're gonna hit something. You know, we're gonna hit you with something really, really big on Monday. I can't hardly wait to launch it. We got some great news to share with you, myself and Cassandra. And you just know, so Cassandra, you're so right when you talk about sometimes you can just be walking down the street and see something that could be a new idea or a new concept, or you just walking down the street. You weren't even suspecting to meet anyone. You know, people, when it comes to making money, you know, and I've heard people say it, and it's so true. They said, don't chase the dollar. Don't chase money. Just do what is within you. Just, you know, Bishop T.D. Jakes preached a sermon some years back. I never forgot it. And this had to be a good 10, 15 years ago probably. He says, use what's in your hand. Use what's in your hand. And many people have preached it, I'm sure. But you know how Bishop T.D. Jakes, when he preaches something, it seems to go viral. But he preaches this powerful message about that it's, you already have it. In other words, what the only thing you're waiting for is just the next moment. You see, you already have it. It's just that the moment hasn't come yet, where probably it'll come to life or it'll come to fruition. I think about my own life as a little girl. Sure, while even though I was 7 or 8, 5 or 6, and being molested and has had such a horrible life, but the life I'm living today where I'm happy and joyful, it was still on its way. All I had to do to get from there to here was to wait for the next moment. You see, But it's what you do in the moment that you have that adds so much to the next moment. And so you don't just sit back. You're not just sitting back waiting. You're waiting, but you're also active. And that's why, you know, Fran Briggs, who one of her quotes is something about not crying over spilt milk, takes, you know, eat some cake with it or something like that. I'm not sure. But when I see that, I just love it because as children, my household, that was a common phrase. I mean, I heard that phrase almost every day. Whenever something would happen, my brother or one of my siblings, and I'm sure we got it from there, they would say, don't cry over spilt milk. And that's how I was raised on that concept. So, you know, sometimes when we look at how we are and we wonder how did we get, a lot of times it was, you know, these kinds of sayings that, you know, you start telling a young person, just think a person that's like 4 or 5, not to cry over milk. It showed me how serious it was. I mean, we just joked around with it and said it almost every day to somebody who was crying over the fact that Mama wouldn't let us go outside or couldn't get the thing that we wanted. And then we'd say, but to see Fran Briggs using that as a way, as a concept for how she teaches and trains people, I thought, wow, that's incredible. Don't cry over spilt milk.
Yeah.
In other words, the problem has already happened, all right? You've already spilled the milk. You've already failed the course. You already lost the business. You already got the divorce. You already had the setback. You don't need to cry over it. And what we were taught in my household is go on and start cleaning it up. Don't just sit there and cry that Sally knocked your ice cream out your hand, or don't sit there and cry because you were, you know, that. On and start cleaning up. No, the way I interpreted it.
Yes, you know what? That is awesome. We must remember that failure is not final, but the courage to get up again, to begin again. You know, you fell down. It's just like a mom with a new baby. The baby is learning how to walk. It's walking toward its mom. It stumbles. It falls. You don't say, you couldn't walk, so we're getting rid of you. No. Get back up. And what does mama do? Come on, baby. You can make it. And that's what a good coach does. A good coach will assist you in being successful. They will say, come on, let me show you the game plan. And, you know, I think a lot of times people are stopped by the fact that, oh, it's going to cost me a lot of money. Most people, the first consultation or two, they don't charge anything. We want to help you get your life back on track. You can get back in line, get back up again. You know, the shame in your game is if you stay down. Get back up. We all perfectly, as human beings, fall down. But what's so great is you can get back up again. We are practicing perfection. That means every day you do something toward what you want to become. Okay, you blew it yesterday, like Lethea said. You get up again and you go toward the mark. We all have to get back up. So the only failure is not getting up. Getting back up says, you know what, I can do it. Somehow, some way, I may not know, may not understand, but help is available. Isn't that right? I believe it. I believe it. And you've got to believe it, too.
You do, you do, and thank you for joining us today, joining us this morning. The time goes by so fast. It's only 30 minutes, and can you believe it? We're almost down to the wire. So definitely, I just want to, I know, right? It goes so, so fast. So thank you so much for joining us today, and don't forget, as you're writing that content, as you're putting your content together, a couple of things to keep in mind if you want to really attract your client and the right clients for you and or customers. And one of the things, too, you always want to do is, you know, keep your customer in mind. Think about what their problems and their situations are. Think about what they need. And I promise you, if you do that, you'll always write great headlines and great content. Just think about what is it that your client wants or needs, and what solution do you have that will help their need. And you do that, and you're going to get the exact right amount of people that you need because you have a solution to their problem, and that is attractive. I know for me, every type of a problem, I'm going to the person that has the solution, and that's just basic. And you don't need a PhD to figure that out. However, some of that information does come with trial and error, which sometimes can take a long time, as it took me a long time to figure it out. So I'm passing it on to you. Now, tomorrow, Thursday, we have part two. If you remember, last week we had part one of managing your menopause, Cassandra. That's what we have tomorrow. So make sure you come prepared with your questions on menopause. And for those people who don't know what that is, menopause, remember the song back in the day, Men All Pause When I Walk Into the Room? Well, not that menopause. Just in case some people were thinking that, it's not that. But it's a medical term. It's a medical term. Menopause, because I don't think it's in the Bible anywhere. I don't remember. It could be in there. I don't know the Bible word for word, but so it could be one of the words in there. Maybe Cassandra knows, but menopause.
You got my attention for sure.
change of life. Okay, so people call it change of life, right? Going through the, I used to hear people say back in the day, oh, she going through the change. Right? Remember that, Cassandra?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So a lot of people who are going through the, so quote-unquote change or menopause, it's, you know, for women, they get a particular age. I guess I don't know if men go through. Maybe theirs will be called girlopause.
They say men do go through menopause. They go through their own changes, you know, their own change of life. So, yeah, it happens to both sexes.
Or is theirs womenopause? Well, we got an expert coming. She told us, she was here last week. She did part one, and she talked about some different breathing exercises that people could use when they begin to have those hot flashes and things of that nature. And so she says she had her own struggles. She has a powerful story. She has a blog that you can go and read all about it. And so she will be on tomorrow. So make sure you tune in to hear. She's going to give us some more tips on how we can stop those hot flashes. Whatever she gives tomorrow, I'm going to probably find a way to get it on a little disc or something to pass out. Next time I see a woman, like, standing there, like, just, like, you know, sweating profusely and, you know, fanning and sometimes even they complain about it, I'm going to say, here, listen to this. get some relief for people. But, yes, she has these awesome tips. She says that you don't have to take medication to try her system, but you do have to use these various techniques that she's going to share. She didn't get to share everything because it's a lot. This is a lot of information. So tell your family members, your friends, your coworkers, your Facebook friends, your LinkedIn friends. Tell your people that she's going to be on. She's an awesome woman. I'm telling you, she's an entrepreneur as well. And you know how I met her, Cassandra? I met her last November. Last November 3rd. I'll never forget the day I met her because
wow.
I was standing outside. It wasn't very cold. I was out there soliciting votes. I had to run for office and in my town, and I was standing in front of this school telling people to vote for me as they went into the polling booth. And she came up. It was early in the morning. It wasn't really crowded. And she and I, that's how we start talking. That's how we met.
Wow.
Yeah, I never met this lady a day in my life, and we started talking. She told me what she did. We vowed to keep in touch. I said, well, make sure you vote for me. And she came out. She had voted. And I called her up, and we did what we said we would do. And now, several months later, she's a guest on the show.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
It's like you said, you know, you don't know who you're going to meet, and God brings people together, you know, for certain reasons. And, you know, that's why we said moment by moment, just keep going. Just don't give up. And Cassandra, you know, we just have maybe about 3 more minutes. Do you have any information to share with people that can really help people who keep going back? I know the Bible talks about not going back to our vomit, but do you have any motivational
Go ahead. Yes, I want to share. You know, while you were talking, it made me think of one of my Facebook friends is Tyler Perry, and Tyler put out a 5-minute video clip, and he said the question he gets asked the most is, how did you make it? How did you do it? And he said, I just wouldn't give up. He said, I was homeless. I slept in my car. I slept on a bunch of people's couches. He said, but the passion to do what I knew was in my heart, he said, I just couldn't stop it. It was like an itch I couldn't scratch. I kept going. He said, I might get talked about. I might get down on myself or let people beat me up. He said, but the desire would rise like a flame that he couldn't put out. And he said he was so committed to making it happen. And every year, what we now say is a phenomenal success, he said every year he was doing it. He said for 6 years straight, he did the same thing that we applaud him for now. Only 30 people would show up. He would run an auditorium. He said he kept firing the PR people because he thought it was them. He said it just wasn't his time. He just had to keep doing it, keep doing it. He said the sixth year, for some reason, people just started loving him. People wanted to know more. He said, but you've got to keep committed. You've got to be committed. And stick with one thing. Get successful at that one thing. That opens up the door for many other things. So you can do it. You can make it. And we're on your side. We want to help you. So call LaLisa. Connect with her. And she'll give you my contact information. You've got her contact information. But you can do it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Thank you, LaLisa.
Awesome, 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 awesome. And so, again, thank you for tuning in. It's been awesome. Happy birthday if it's your birthday. Thank you to all our Facebook friends who are connected with us through the All About Entrepreneurs Facebook page.
Yeah.
There's an Entrepreneurs, All About Entrepreneurs Facebook page that you can go there. There's a place where you can go. Ask a question, like Cassandra said. Don't keep it inside. Let your passion come forth. Get on fire. Set yourself on fire. If not, I got a match right here. I got a lighter. I'm just waiting. Cassandra has a match and a lighter. She's just waiting to light you up, to set you on fire. There's no reason to let the fire die out, because, like Cassandra said, sometimes, that's why the Bible says, one can chase 1,000. Who could chase 10,000? Because sometimes you can't do it by yourself. You need somebody else. You heard what our guest said on Monday. Buddy up. Buddy up. And we're saying that, we're saying you don't have to go look for a buddy. We're right here. We're right here in front of you.
Yeah.
Don't have to beg anybody to be your buddy. When I was a kid, I used to have to buy friends. I used to have to give them money, give them cake, cupcakes. I had to buy my friends. I don't have to buy friends no more.
That's
come on, somebody. Yes.
And you know what, LaLisa? We're not going to put you down. We're not going to discount what you do. So you don't have to worry about us, you know, being those kind of people. We are your cheerleaders. That's why we're here, to cheer you on, to say, come on, you can do it. We're going to help you refine that goal. We're going to help you put precision to that vision. You can do it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, damn, they don't know what they're going to be in for come Monday. We're going to hit you with something so spec. You think this is something? This ain't nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet. This is just like a little tiny, tiny micro, you know, mechanism. You haven't seen anything. So you got to make sure you stay tuned all week. But definitely Monday, we got some great news for you. And don't forget, connect with us. We have the Facebook page. We also have an event page as well on Facebook for All About Entrepreneurs. So if you, and every morning I post it, but if you'd like to be a part of that, don't forget, there's already training going forth. Listen, people say to Cassandra, they say, you know, I don't want to go and I don't want to spend $34, LaLisa, to come to your workshop. I hear it all the time. I don't want to spend $49 to come to your seminar. And I understand that. And you know, you don't have to. You don't have to. And that's fine. That's fine. But Cassandra, you know, and I know that my mother used to say, anything that's not worth, you know, putting out that effort for, you know, you really don't want it, and therefore you may not have it. Some people say, oh, it don't take all that. I'm like, no, it takes that and more. And, you know, I'll tell you how much more. Cassandra, you know, do you know what today you can go online and look it up. As far as I know, in colleges, you still pay for degrees. They are not free. Yeah, there's a university out there. You can go and get some classes, and I understand all that. But guess what? Trust me, you have people enrolled in Rutgers and Penn State and NYU and Harvard and Yale and all these places where it costs. Those degrees cost a lot of money, thousands of dollars. And so when you look at the fact that you could learn from a person who pays that $80,000, $100,000, some of us are paying more than that for this information, and then you can come and get it for like $39.99, you know, girl, that's a steal.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
It's your perspective. It's your perspective. You can see the glass half empty or you can see it half full. It's all in how you look at it. If you understand you're getting something you never had before, you're going to do whatever it takes to get it. It's like, girl, I want those new shoes. Baby, you're going to do whatever it takes to get those shoes. It's the same concept.
It is. No shit. If you, so that's all we're saying. So we're saying go to the website. You go to womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com, Women, Leaders, and Entrepreneurs. There's some training that you can take. Maybe you want to write a business plan. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to write and publish a book, I should say. Maybe you want to learn how to turn your message into money. There's different things you can do. We can show you some real neat ways to do that, where you can have your CDs, you can have books and other things you can do. We'll teach you how to do a workshop. I have a workshop, as a matter of fact, Thursday night down at the college. I'll be doing a workshop teaching people how to be confident when speaking in public. So many people, I know, Cassandra, I know a ton of people who are excellent speakers, awesome. They are phenomenal, much better speakers than I am. But they have absolutely no confidence to get in front of an audience. They're great speakers.
I used to be one of them.
Yeah, they're, you know, their content is excellent. They can have you mesmerized in what they say, but they're too afraid to stand in front of people. So they put together a workshop. It's an entitled Public Speaking with Confidence. And they've brought me in to teach this thing. I've been teaching it now for about a year and a half. And so, you know, that happens. And so but maybe you need that training. And the people that take the training, I mean, I've had a woman who worked for one of the congressmen for the United States of America. She said in my class, I'm like, wow. You know, so you know, it can happen to anyone, could be in a position. I have CEOs, I have all kinds of people, because I don't recruit for the class, I just come and teach it, and they get their own students. And every time I walk in that room, I'm amazed at the people sitting there who have these high-powered jobs, but they lack confidence. So you may want to, I can share a workshop like that with you, and maybe you're in that position.
Yeah.
We can do it online. It's an online seminar, and people can sign up. So anyway, that's all we have time for. Again, Cassandra, you're the best. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Wonderful. You're awesome.
Listen, we're going to have a great day. We're going to make it rock. Make it happen for yourself and others. I can't wait to come back tomorrow and Friday. Well, we have a guest tomorrow, but Friday we'll catch up with what happened over these past 2 days, girl. I want to hear your stories. Email us, inbox us on Facebook, share with us. If you don't want to share openly, share the stories and the successes and the things that you are applying. Then we're going to get that hashtag going. We'll get the hashtag. It'll be up for Monday. We want you to start hashtagging us. Oh, my God. We're going to rock and roll. All right, everyone. Thank you again for tuning in to All About Entrepreneurs with your host, Coach Lalisa Williams, and my very, very special guest, Cassandra McKissack. I like the way you say it. You say it, Cassandra.
Thank you. Thank you. McKissack. Yes, Cassandra McKissack.
Right.
Thank you. Check me out on Facebook.
All right. Take care. God bless everyone.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.